With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Japan, this would have been unthinkable not long ago. That country now scrapping a ban on lethal weapons exports. Major change in its post-war policy as the country attempts to build up its arm industry for one reason: worries over Chinese and North Korean aggression. Nothing is said just yet, but it appears the United States and Iran might be not sitting down for talks anytime soon. President Trump, though, says he does expect his negotiation team, led by the vice president, to return to Pakistan. And Pakistan says it is hopeful that the negotiations could possibly go on.
Security precautions include the closure of roads, monuments, and hotels as well. In fact, the two hotels that had been used by the delegations from Washington and Tehran have already been taken over by Pakistani authorities. Guests have been told to find a room elsewhere. This road here behind me leading to Islamabad's main tourist attraction, the Faisal Mosque. You won't be seeing many cars or motorbikes on here today. In fact, whole areas of Islamabad are expected to be turned into pretty much inaccessible so-called red zones over the next few days.
Well, thousands of survivors of California's Eaton fire last year now facing some tough tax bills. They've been getting settlements from the utility accused of causing the blaze, but now they're facing the possibility those payments may be taxed as income. 7.7 magnitude earthquake Monday off northern Japan sparked that short-lived tsunami alert and an advisory of a slightly higher risk of a possible megaquake. Two people were injured initially in the quake. This is SRN News. California providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Rufo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Rufo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's young men diverge from young women on some important moral questions. Pew Research Center reports that 30% of men under the age of 30 say divorce morally wrong, compared to only 20% for young women. Even more, men under 30, about half, say abortion is morally absolutely wrong. This is SRN News. State Department has issued visa restrictions for some 75 people who are allegedly linked to the Sinaloa cartel, that in an effort to quell the Mexican transnational crime organization's drug trafficking operation.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrote in a statement, quote, "The Sinaloa cartel smuggles in fentanyl, which the president designated as a weapon of mass destruction, and other deadly drugs that harm American communities." In September, the Treasury Department also sanctioned members of the Sinaloa faction known as Los Mayos. President Trump created the Shield of the Americas to partner with other heads of state on efforts to end transnational drug trafficking, illegal immigration, and violent activity in the Western Hemisphere. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Defending champion John Coer has broken the Boston Marathon course record, winning it Monday. His time, 2 hours, 1 minute, 52 seconds. More details, srnnews.com.